French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is morels. Spring is the prime time of year when the wild mushrooms known as morels are shooting up in one more example of Mother Nature's urging, beckoning, tantalizing, and delivering magic. And though we are now past that month, there are dried versions that can still be very nice. When the cold mantle of winter is loosening her wintry shawl, and the mountain snows melt and roll in aqueous push, the forests drink and hiccup. What arrives in one form is the mysterious fungus called the morel mushrooms. This is one mushroom that man has not been able to cultivate. To possess them, we are forced to hunt, forage, and hope. I love that. It makes the eating so much more of a sanctified reward. What a sport this splendor is. Death from a poisonous mushroom has got to be one of the worst ways to go. It still happens, so it is wise to be with people who know exactly what they are doing when gathering them. The vast world of mushrooms can be confusing, but these are worth focusing in on. Chanterelles and porcinis are but of the few that are in this rarefied level for flavors. Like the truffle, it belongs to the category of fungus known as the Ascomycetes. They are never eaten raw. They must be allowed to first cleanse in a bowl of warm water to remove any mites that would love to hole up in the tiny catacomb-like structure of those mushrooms. I didn't know this the first time I came in contact with morels in person. I was with my great friend and co-worker, Chef Carrie Nahabedian, one night in Illinois back when I was the executive chef of a restaurant named Sinclair's. We'd run out of fish on Saturday night towards the end of service. Getting fish for Sunday was going to be tough. She called her former chef. He was one of the greatest in American restaurant history. His name was Jean Bonchet. He built his famous restaurant, for some reason many found hard to understand, in a gritty suburb of Chicago by the name of Wheeling. Carrie and I drove over there to his restaurant one spring night to borrow fish. Chef Bonchet had some morels in his walk-in cooler. I slipped one in my pocket. Research, I justified. As we hauled the cooler of striped bass to her trunk, I put the raw morel in my mouth. She half shouted at me, "What did you just put in your mouth?" She grabbed it out with her hand. "You can't eat them raw. You could get sick." Carrie was, and is, a powerhouse. Some morels appear after a wildfire season. They're often referred to as fire morels. Where wildfires rage, fire morels will follow. Nobody really knows exactly why fire begets morels, but it may have to do with the flood of nutrients that gets released when organisms die. The Latin name is Morcella esculenta. It is more simply known as a common morel, yellow morel, true morel, and sponge morel. The fungus fruits under hardwood trees during a short period in the spring, depending upon the weather. But it is also associated with old orchards, woods, disturbed grounds, and burnt areas. Let us go back to the Latin name. It is Morcella esculenta. Doesn't that sound like the stage name of some Italian silver screen goddess? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
You wanna be Americano, Americano, Americano. You were born in Italy.